Hello, welcome to His Glory. This is Debbie. I hope everyone is having a blessed day. I know it's been quite a long time since I've actually been on here, and I am so sorry for that. There has just been so much going on, computer glitches, so many different things happening, and I just wanted to get on here because it's just been too long. I miss my family. I miss you guys, and I just miss spreading the word of God and doing what God has called me to do, and that is to warn people, talk about the Lord. Whatever that He lays on my heart to speak about, that's what I want to do. I have been in prayer. I have been praying for you guys. I have just kind of taken a break. I really feel like, you know, all things are meant and all things are the Lord's will. And a lot of times He separates us, puts us in isolation for a moment to work on things, to, you know, for us to be able to hear Him more clearly, for us to go into the Word of God, for us to take a rest. We need to just kind of be obedient when God calls us to do this. I have felt like I, you know, really needed to get back on here this morning. I just was in prayer, and God has really just put on my heart how important it is that we stay fruitful, how important it is that we stay vigilant in the calling that God has placed on our lives. So I wanted to talk about something that God showed me a few weeks ago, and I just kind of wrote in my notes, and I always, whenever I'm in prayer and God really highlights things that He wants me to speak about, I write on their podcast, and those are the things that I really want to speak about in the future, or, you know, whenever I feel prompted to do so. So I know that a lot of us have really felt like, you know, there's just been so much going on in your lives. You know, we all get really busy. We all get bombarded with life. And I just, you know, as long as you're keeping the Lord in your day to day and really keeping Him first, He's going to lead us and guide us. I wanted to talk about something that, you know, really helped me. This story really helped me in my walk. It helps me today, whatever I face, because there have been moments in my life where you can get so down and boggled down with life. You can get so boggled down with the pressure of life and your responsibilities, your day-to-day things that you really need to get done. And you can just sometimes get super overwhelmed with so much in your life that you feel like, oh, I just need a break. I need a rest. I need to hear God lead me. And, you know, you can have tests and these trials that come upon your life to test your faith, to test your perseverance, to test your patience, to test your faithfulness to the Lord. We are all prone to go through things in our lives that we could, you know, really have a test of our faith. So none of us are immune to these challenges in our life. You know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But, you know, when you are walking in God's calling for your life, you're going to have a lot of trials and you're going to have a lot of testing and you will be put to the fire. And, you know, God sometimes wants to, you know, get you to have more faith and get you stronger. I've said this so many times before, just stay faithful, stay in the Word of God, because that is our sword and that is our uplifter. So this story that I'm going to read today is in Daniel 3, and I'm going to read from the King James Version, and it's in chapter 3, and this is about the three Hebrew boys, and this story is so amazing. I really want to read this to you guys because I feel like it's such an amazing story of how the Lord is always with us. And no matter what we face, no matter the trials, the tribulations, the persecution, whatever we may face in the future now, God is always going to be there with us. And God is always going to be fighting for us and helping us and no matter what we go through. So it's important for us to build our faith. It's important for us to stay in the Word of God, to help to strengthen our faith. If we do not stay in the Word of the Lord, we are going to be weak. That is our shield. That is our armor. That is our food. And without it, you will starve. It is spiritually starvation. You have to have the Word of God to get you through life's challenges, to get you through day-to-day things that are going to happen in your life in order for you to be stronger, in order for you to have faith, and in order for you to be able to fight the enemy when that presents itself. If you do not know the Word of God, you're going to have a hard time knowing how to fight these battles that you may face. So with that, let's just start reading Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes of the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king have set up." So he's asking everyone to bow whenever they hear the sound of music, to bow to this image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. "And whoso falleth down, falleth not down and worship, shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at the time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at the time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There at certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not want to worship the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you serve my gods, and nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all the kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hats and all their garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, that they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon their bodies. The fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's words and yielded their bodies, that they may not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nations, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. This story is so amazing and full of the power of the Lord and the unbelievable faith of these three boys. This is such a lesson for all of us, that no matter what we are facing, no matter what fiery furnace that we are facing in our lives, that there is a God with us, and that we're going to come out of this fire unscathed, unsinged, untouched. Because of why? Our faith in Him, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God that walks with His children. There is nothing that you're facing. There's nothing that you're going through. There's nothing that we face in our lives that God is not there. Even if you feel like God is not there, He is there. And it takes faith. It takes the belief in the Lord, the Most High God, and He is there with us always, never to leave us, never to forsake us. He was there with these boys. And He brought them out because of their faith. God also pointed out to me Psalms 91. And I would encourage you to all read Psalms 91 every single morning that you get up before you go out your door, before you step foot into the world, that you pray this over you and your family. And this is Psalms 91. Psalms 91 is a protection prayer. It is so important that we have the armor of God over us every single day. Before you do anything, have that protection over you. This is the power that we have inside. God has given us the power to defeat the serpent. God has given us the power to put our foot on the serpent's neck. You have to have the armor of God, and that armor of God is the knowledge of the Word of God, and know what the Word means, and know what your power is, the Holy Spirit within you. Psalms 91 is a very powerful protection prayer, and I would encourage you to read this every single day because it is so amazing. And I want to read this because this is something that is just, it just really explains the protection that God has over His children and the belief in this prayer over your life. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He will give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash a foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, and the young lion shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Angels will protect you. They will lift you up in their hands so you won't dash your foot against a stone. God is our ever-present help in the time of trouble. Believe, have faith, and trust the Lord. Trust in His power to protect you from anything that you may be facing, anything that we shall go through, any storm that shall come. For the God that I serve is with us always, and there is nothing, no one can ever take you from Him. There is absolutely nothing that will pluck you out of His hand. Believe, have faith, and trust. And God shared with me this morning, and these three things is what He said to me, and I'm going to read them to you. He said, perseverance, patience, and faith. Perseverance is persistently doing something. So I would challenge you to get into the Word and be persistent with it and consistent. Have patience. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with other people. Have grace. Show grace. And have faith. These three things that God is requiring. And I will tell you, getting into the Word of God, I know I say this so much and I know I stress this, but I will tell you, my walk with the Lord changed drastically when I opened the Bible. For so long, I was just going to church, and for so long, I was allowing others just to feed me. And I'll never forget the morning that I got up and actually pulled my Bible out of a shelf and started reading it. My whole walk changed. Everything in my life changed. The way that God spoke to me changed. The way that book came alive, my whole life changed. Everything from that moment, I realized up until that point, I really didn't know who God was. And the moment I opened the Word of God is when it's like a line that's connected Him to me. And He was feeding me and teaching me. It is crucial that you get into the Word of God, learn who God is, and He will speak to you through it. It's alive. It's a book that is alive. It's not just a book. This book is living, and it's going to feed you for whatever you need. God will speak to you through that book. And I just needed to share this today. I encourage you, read Psalms 91, go to Daniel, read chapter 3. I hope you're blessed. I hope that you keep the faith. I hope that you'll keep your patience and persevere. We're all children of God and He's with us. And we should have joy in knowing that. We should have peace in our heart knowing that God will never leave us and He'll never forsake us. I hope you're blessed. I will see you guys soon. Take care and stay safe. And just remember that no matter what you're going through, God's there with you. God bless.